If it was not excavated in Greece itself, then it was brought in from elsewhere. And if so, then we are dealing with a major international power in the middle of the second millennium BC, a Mycenaean Greece that was part of this broader Bronze Age oikoumene, or commonwealth, that I've described in earlier lectures. Well, it raises the question also of the origins of these Mycenaean Greeks. Who were these people? Where did they come from? You'll notice that I'm calling them Greeks throughout, and that's justified by the fact that, as we're going to see a little bit later on, we know that the language that they were speaking and recording was, in fact, a form of Greek. The question, though, of when they originate in Greece is slightly more complex. Archaeologists point to a very abrupt change in the archaeological record of Greece around 1900 BC. And that abrupt change includes, for the first time, the appearance of a kind of pottery that is found originally in Anatolia. What do we make of that? That might mean that people coming from Anatolia, from what is modern-day Turkey, across northern Greece and the Aegean, descended into Greece. And it would make sense if they were the first Greek speakers, bringing their Indo-European language with them. Another datum that helps us here is that of the Greek language itself, because, interestingly, Greek has within it traces of an earlier language which is not Indo-European. There are place names such as Corinth and Tiryns, where the names themselves, linguists tell us, are not Greek. And there are everyday objects and parts of everyday life in Greece, such as mint, menthe, and ivy, kissos, the words for which do not fit into the broader Greek language and are not a part of it, non-Indo-European. So we seem to have then traces of a non-Greek people in Greece. Then we have around 1900 a fairly abrupt transition archaeologically, and it would make sense if that's the origin of the Greeks in Greece around 1900 BC. Now, what was going on with these people in Greece between their arrival and the sudden flowering of Mycenaean power around 1600 and 1500 BC? Well, the answer is we basically don't know. The record is very, very patchy. All that we can really say is that by about 1600 and 1500 BC, the people living at Mycenae, who were almost certainly Greek speakers, were burying their chieftains in deep shaft graves and honouring them with extraordinarily rich burial or funeral offerings, which included, for example, extraordinarily elaborate ceremonial swords made of bronze and inlaid with silver. It's fairly clear that what we have at Mycenae in the middle of the second millennium is an elite culture, a culture dominated by an elite class. And as soon as you start looking at the objects produced by the Mycenaean world and compare it to the earlier world of Crete, the other Bronze Age culture, you find that there are quite remarkable differences that are immediately apparent. For example, if you go to Knossos on Crete, as we've seen before, you find no fortification walls. You can walk straight to one of the entrances and, making your way around the labyrinthine passages, come out to the central courtyard and to the throne room. Go to Mycenae and you are faced with a magnificent bastion made of such extraordinarily large stones that the Greeks of later ages believed that it was impossible for humans to have built these walls. They must have been built by giants or by those great gigantic craftsmen, the Cyclops. And so we call these walls Cyclopean walls. It's not a terrifically technical term at all. It simply means the Greeks thought that they weren't able to do it and it must have been done by someone superhuman. When we see these massive fortifications, when we see the swords being buried with these chieftains, when we see the gravestones marking their graves with their chariots, and when we see these warriors in battle as they're shown on the sword blades, either fighting other warriors or fighting heroically against lions and cutting them down, what we see over and over again is the martial quality of Mycenaean culture. This was a warrior culture. Of that, I have no doubt.